TFW, KM4 NAT. I'm done. Good morning, young man. How about you? No good.
You were struggling this morning, huh?
Man, I was busier than a tomcat in a room full of rockers.
Think Carol get sick?
Not to get her sick, but I guess you just had to join the rest of the group.
Thing you had.
Affirmative. I just hope I don't get it back.
You've been good yesterday. I tried to text you a couple times, but you never responded.
But text me. I had my oldest boy and his group here, and that oldest grandboy of mine, he was grilling hamburgers and calling himself a chef, and great-grandbaby running around the house, and I knew it was a waste of time to even try and hear anything on the phone or the radio.
I can completely understand. And if I made about 17, 18 contacts, most of them on 40, although I did get Costa Rica on 10 meter.
I got a total of 4 contacts yesterday.
Get on a frequency and get one and scroll up about 3 and get another and go up another 3 and get another, and that, I mean, it was just one right after another.
Well, it was funny. I get on 40. That's where I got my 4 contacts, and everybody said, boy, they tearing 20 up. Tearing 20 up, go down to 20, and I only heard like 2 or 3 different people, and they wrecked you, and they wasn't even in the contest.
Yeah, the propagation chart said 20 was alive and really good and everything, but I couldn't hear a whole lot on 20.
A lot on 20, and I didn't hear but 2 people on 18 at all.
Yeah, I barely did get that guy on, I heard him really good on 10 meter, and I got him, but he called out. He was getting ready to go to 15 meters. And then I got him just before he did.
Another competition did that low bubble threw away. Very good. You never know.
Good, but never did.
Sometimes competition doesn't open that way.
I never did hear nobody, especially I stayed up around lunchtime and I never did hear anyone.
Was stations out of Nebraska finally did on that, and I picked up more from Mississippi and Missouri than anything.
Came out of Mississippi. I never did hear anybody from Nebraska.
On about a little bit later, maybe about 7 p.m.
7 p.m., me and that oldest boy was watching Skinwalker Ranch, that's what it was.
Nervous stuff, it isn't affecting your son that's a truck driver, is it?
Oh, at BMW, he's taking a week off. They said they would be busy up to the last week, and then they pretty much wouldn't have anything all this week, so he just told them to mark him out, and he'll be back after this week to see what's going on.
Of course, the truck driver, he said they were laying off because, a lot of the factories are down, so they didn't have enough freight to keep everybody busy.
Funny is they said they wouldn't have much work last week, and he worked 2 days, and he got what he called 24 turns, complete turns, and no, he got 26, and that's the most he's ever done, pulling for BMW, and they were pulling parts and stuff, taking it to either the inland port or taking it over to the railroad yard.
Yeah, working over there. She's down to just working like one day a week.
Warehouse is over there. I think it's 2.1 and 2.0, and I might be wrong on them, but they're supposed to stay open and be shipping parts out.
That sister works, because they're all the supervisors are doing like one day a piece.
Probably about right, because those two warehouses, they handle all the parts, the ship out to the auto parts places and ship overseas. China's jumping up and down demanding their stuff, and my son said, well, you should have thought about it before they made us sick.
Keep your finger on the key. Try to keep the switch key while you're drinking your coffee.
Keep your finger on the key, but you keep your finger out of the coffee.
Put your hands with the coffee, that might help. Let's see how that works. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I got it this time. Okay. Coffee's in one hand, key in the other, that might work.
You are drinking water.
Next.
I worked you hard yesterday, Ken, or did she take it easy on you?
Yeah, we worked out in the yard for a while. She worked harder than I did getting that yellow road line paint off the side of her Jeep where she ran over a yellow line.
I understand that.
And it's dry, it don't come off very easy.
Yellow lines on the highway.
Heard you could say your daddy was a professional painter.
Yeah, highway workers in Connecticut.
If she does that, if you know anybody that runs an auto body shop, they've got a special soap that they wash those cars and trucks down before they paint them. You go get that, I guarantee you it will bring anything and everything off.
Yeah, they didn't have anything out there that said that they had just painted it. They came down a side street off of the main road, and then they must have turned and went up the main road, and then as soon as she turned and crossed over the line, it was all she wrote.
She wasn't happy.
Not all about that.
Y'all shops have that stuff. I'll find out what that stuff is, and next time I'll see if I can get a bottle of it.
She likes the color yellow, but man, on the side of that red Jeep, it didn't look too good. And we got it off the red paint, but now it's up inside the wheel wells. We just got to get it out of there.
Good night. Paint off. But you could try it.
As much stains you get on your paint, when you regularly washed the vehicle and it won't come off. Put that on there and it runs off just like water.
That they use at the body shop?
The guy I went to high school with on the body shop, and he used to let me have a gallon of it. He used to buy 55 gallon drums until he sold his business and retired and moved to Georgia.
That the name of it was, see?
Told me, but I don't remember. He's been retired over a year now, so I do good remember what I done 5 minutes ago.
Is Napa over on Sunday? Got like one early. I wonder if they'll know what it is.
May know.
Actually, a friend of mine, he's in the body shop business still. I could always ask a couple friends of mine, too, and see if they can tell me that. But I'm sure now they'll know what it is.
I tell you, it looks like it's going to be a pretty day today.
Listen, that maybe we'll do a little bit of yard work, but not a lot.
Need to just kick back and relax today. It looks like it's going to be real nice, and it's going to be nice and warm. Sitting out here watching the sun come up.
Up now? Is it somewhere you sell? I'll see if we get you bright early tomorrow. We'll go get that engine out. He got half of it done yesterday. He said, do you mind doing it tomorrow? I said, no, I'll go up. We will take it out. Then we're going to fix my antenna. You're going to help me fix my antenna. But we got to fix the voltmeter before we fix the antenna. So, but I want this antenna outside. That's one of the things we're going to do today, is get this antenna outside on the car, out of this building.
Get it fixed right, we won't be able to put up with you. You'll be walking everywhere.
I see you guys can hear me all the time reliably, and I don't have to say, what was that, or scratch, or nasty. Sometimes I know I've heard my own signal, sometimes listening to a key back from the repeater, and sometimes it's rough. You know, when you unkey your repeater, if it's real scratchy, you know how bad it is when you unkey, you can hear it.
Now, y'all are coming in nice and clean.
It's perfect right now, but whatever's doing it doesn't do it all the time. But I know when the antenna's outside, and plus I don't want to electrocute the stupid cat.
They do take that cat and train him to sit on top of the radio, and that might take care of all the problems.
He's actually laying on the couch by himself right now. Since I put the floor, it still isn't safe. You know what? I don't need this so much RF around me. Like I told my brother, I said, Brian, you know, this is not good for anybody around here with this much RF in the building close to you like this, especially not 35 or 40 watts.
It's true. Ken, do you like TV shows about UFOs and paranormal stuff?
Hey, Annette, I don't watch a ton of stuff about that.
But Skinwalker, it's an actual ranch out in Utah. It'll make you scratch your head, and these guys are trying to figure out what's going on. And I tell you, the guy that owns the property. He's hired all these people to find out what's going on, and he's a little bit nervous.
So?
Skinwalker Ranch. It comes on the History Channel on Tuesday nights at, I believe, 10 o'clock.
Huh?
Why, record it.
Record it.
That take for me.
Hey, Willer, you got I might as well say I got K1 Alpha. I got that U-verse.
We have internet TV, and that, so I can watch it on demand or something like that.
It's worth watching. Al, you need to get in on that one, too. It's got my curiosity up big time.
Because I can't afford internet, so I found out that I might be able to get a wireless provider with a fire stick and go with cheap wireless, go that way. I've got to do something. I really would love to check some of this stuff. I get network TV, which doesn't show half of the stuff that you really want to see.
Name that thing, excuse me, come out in 1995 a year. Supposed to have like 1,200 live streaming stations, plus, I think he said 50,000 different shows that you could call up.
I don't guess I know. We just have the fire stick. And then most of the TV we watch is just over the airwaves. And then we want to watch a different show. We got that Charter On Demand. It's internet TV. But I'm not familiar with the one you're talking about.
I'll catch the name of it next time I hear it being advertised.
Fire stick, you could do it with your, as long as you got some kind of provider that has wireless. Like, I think even consumer cellular might have wireless Wi-Fi. I don't know if it's good enough to do it. It's just too much. My couple hundred bucks a month. I just couldn't justify it.
It's getting a little expensive to watch.
Thank you.
I mean, my electric bill's a couple hundred a month, and TV's a couple hundred dollars a month, and then the phone and the TV, between the phone and the TV and everything else, and then all the rest of it, the mortgage is $500-$600, but I split that, so I've only got $1,200-something bucks income if I don't work, so I'm already in trouble.
Foreign AP for ID. I understand that. So, what are you going to get into besides yard work today, Ken?
I got a branch out back I want to cut up, and that, and then maybe get on the HF radio and see who all's out there. But other than that, that's not a whole lot. I don't think we have planned. I think we got to clean out a little bit of the garage. I still got stuff in the garage in boxes when we were thinking about selling our house, so I got to get that all sorted through. KN4TFW.
Me one time said if it's in a box and you haven't used it in a year, you don't need it. You might as well get rid of it.
Gotta get rid of it, and then when I retire, I gotta buy it again.
I got rid of it be about the time I needed it.
Yeah. What's that?
Hey.
Doubled out. You'll have to come on back because Ken covered you up.
I said every time I do that, I need it the next day after I got rid of it.
But you're coming in for feeding time. Starting to get in my plum bushes and sitting on the tree limbs.
He's coming around yet?
She told me they're roosting in the back, but I haven't seen any. If they were back there, they should have done come down.
Is that a hawk out there?
Songbird.
I hear what you're saying. I didn't know what that was. That's a songbird, huh? Well, I haven't heard a hawk. I mean, if you hear a hawk, it's the key to transmitters. I can hear it.
Hey. Excuse me. About another hour, I'll hear a hawk.
Yeah, I've heard that bird before. We got a couple out here I've heard, so that's exactly what that sounds like. So now I know what that is.
Telling me I need to go fill up the feeder, but I think the feeder should be full.
Feeder's up.
Thomas Brooks just put the kayak up, right? It won't bother the bird, but it sure will bother the squirrel.
That's when they're eating.
That bird, it wants something.
Ran a hummingbird feeder one time, and those hummingbirds commenced pecking me on the head. Them suckers hurt.
Some birds this year yet?
Not seen a one yet.
Either. We have our feeder out, but I haven't seen any yet.
Hopefully they'll be in back up this way in a couple of weeks. Because they do migrate south, if I'm not mistaken.
You know what? I've heard hardly no jets yesterday and today, hardly no trains. Pretty much nothing.
Moving, period.
Got this correct. Airplane travel down 83%.
Depth.
UPS is shipping all the stuff overseas. They're getting over here as fast as they're doing it.
I've got a daughter-in-law that works for Ryobi. She's in the corporate office over in... was in Anderson. They built my new office over in Greenville, but she was looking for some parts one time to come in, and they sent her a picture. They had overloaded the boat with overseas containers and had sunk it there at the dock.
The dock?
Sucker to the bottom, sent it to the bottom right there at the dock. Sent her a picture and said, here's your parts. We'll get them to you when we get the boat out of the water.
That's crazy. I think it was 4 or 5 years ago. I think it was 4 or 5 or something like that. On Fox News, when that captain was sailing that hurricane, that ship went down with cars on it.
Remember that.
That time I was pretty... My friend was in trouble with, he had a problem with, he got arrested with a couple pills, so they put him in jail for a couple of years over it. And I was, when he was on parole, he didn't have a place to stay, so I gave him a place to stay. And we were watching Fox News one morning, and I listened to it on the air, and I heard it, the last transmission, and I said to Mitch, I said, we just witnessed that ship going down. Well, you know, he goes, yeah, I know, and I know how it happened. What happened was the water got up and flooded the engine room out, so we lost engines up, and I heard the last mayday about 20 seconds into it. The mayday wasn't even done, that transmission calling, boat was at the bottom.
Anything on the radio, I hope I never hear.
It was nothing the guy could do. It wasn't the guy's fault. He was just one of those things, you know. The hurricane snuck up on him or something, and, you know, that kind of stuff happens. And, you know, he was a good seasoned captain, too. It's just unfortunate that it happened.
Hey, you guys, 73, and go ahead and get me some breakfast started for this morning. And the sun's up, and try to get this day started, and I'll catch you guys later. Hope you have a good day, and catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
You have a good one. Give me a holler after a while and have a good breakfast. I'm going to go in and get me a cup of coffee and see what's going on and check on Mama. I know she's asleep. That's why I stayed out here and talked. So I wouldn't just be disturbing her. But you have a good one. 73's to you. Al, 73's to you. I'm going to go in and see what I can stir up. So KM4NAP, I'm going to be clear, sir.
I had some hot dogs and coffee for breakfast this morning. Okay, I'm clear. 73, just catch up with you later.
KK4NAP, are you on radio?
Go ahead.
Do you know if Ed's still on?
Right now.
Tell him I was busy and I didn't have a chance to hop on while he was on here, but I was on the radio. I was busy at the time, but I believe the service he was thinking about is that Sling TV, because they have those commercials on like that all the time about the streaming service.
I can't afford the ridiculous price of the Spectrum and all those ridiculous carriers. I'm going to see if I can get a provider for at least my cell phone and with a good enough, you know, Wi-Fi that I can get a Fire Stick or some service like that, because I got a little Mac Mini for a computer. I might just, whatever service it is, use Wi-Fi for it. I believe it's Wi-Fi compatible with the Mac Mini. It's a 2012, and it's got speech, and for outside, that's something I desperately need.
Maybe you can get it all set up. But, yeah, I believe that's probably what he was thinking of. They have a lot of commercials for that nowadays.
Well, Barry, I got to relearn Braille and get back and start. I got to get back to work with my family and stuff to my shops about me being more independent. I said, well, you know, you're making it legal for yourself, because I have to be able to learn to read again and review Braille. I haven't used Braille in 30 years, and there's 192 contractions. I just don't remember them all.
Matt.
Because, you know, who would? I mean, how often do you think I use Braille in public school? The teachers couldn't even read Braille.
Yeah, you don't see it too much anymore unless it's needed.
You have to have it. And the problem is, that's the problem in a computer. Computers have ruined this society. In that way, people can't write through prayer and word, and it's prayer and word is more important. But it's something that's reliable no matter what. I have dyslexia, which makes it more difficult. I tried using slate styles. What you got to do with that is, yeah, for that, what you got to do is, you got to start from the right of the page and work your way to the left, but you got to do the numbers upside down backwards. So if you ever try to do a number backwards in a sequence reversed, it's not easy when you don't have dyslexia.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Do you know that none of the public school teachers picked it up that I had? Do you know who figured it out? Special Federation of the Blind, when I was going to tech school, one of the college professors that taught college was legally blind herself,
And she started trying to teach me something. She goes, no wonder you can't learn anything. They're stupid. She said, you're not stupid at all.
There's all kinds of stuff that, you know, can cause you to not be able to pick up on stuff.
They just couldn't figure it out. So they just said, told my parents I was stupid. They couldn't figure it out. They're the ones that were stupid.
Don't you wish you could find them and, you know, just like shove it in her face one good time? Came for us in Cape Righty.
Geology teacher, I did. One day, almost everybody was stale in the class, and I walked into the teacher's lounge and having a cup of coffee. I said, Mr. Hibbert, I want to talk to you. What's the problem, Al? I said, well, I know I'm not a good student. My reader says, you know, she's helped me out. But I said, you know what your problem is, Mr. Hibbert? What's that? I said, you draw too much on the blackboard. How the heck do you expect me to figure that out? I said, so what you need to do is start explaining yourself, just like remember Lucy, Ricardo. Lucy, you got a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it should be a multi-part situation, you know, have different elements to it, you know, have the explanation, you know, have it written, you know, have it hands-on, you know, like actually show you, hey, this is how it works out, you know, like go to several different things, not just on the blackboard.
What happened? I was pointed by, I said, Mr. Hibbert, I'm not trying to criticize your teacher. I said, you may be a good teacher. I said, I think you are. But I said, I think I'm just one of those challenges that you never planned on running into. And I said, I'm also the kind of person that's going to tell you who it is. And he said, you know what, Alan? He says, I'll tell you what. I'll make a deal. I said, why don't we just try it your way and see how the class does? I said, let's try and see what happens. Well, he started doing what I said, you know what? 90% of the class that was failing didn't fail. I ended up being in the 70s and early 80s from a 67 average. So I think it, but still, unless you can feel the shapes and feel it, what they feel like, it's very hard to figure it out.
I mean, you know, they need to learn how to help people, you know, with different abilities, because not everybody's going to learn the same way or at the same speed.
That Common Core math, my niece tried to explain it to me. I said, you can't do it that way. And she got really upset because when she was in school, she got all upset. And I said, Brian, I don't care if you see your daughter or not. She's got to learn. I said, Shannon, get a piece of paper. Let's do it with the paper. Heck with it, the teacher said. I said, my nephew, I'll show you the right way to do it. And well, who cares how you got it? Just do it. And she cried and complained and moaned and groaned. But the other day, we made her do it. You know what? One day, she had a computer. She went in there. She looks at the numbers. She said, teacher, what do you mean like this? She has this thing in 10 seconds. The teacher said, yeah, that's all done. How do you guys just, he goes, My blind uncle told me how to do that.
Right.
Said to me, Al, I really appreciate you and my brother doing what they did. I said, yes. But at the time, he didn't like it too much. She was your signal. I probably bet you got one with mine. Let's listen to you this time and see how my signal is. We'll see when you come back.
Step away.
What's in there? It was scratchy. Somebody was. Because you're sounding fine this time.
It wasn't me. I had to step away for a minute.
Let's see who the other station was that tried to jump in there. It could have been that repeater in Tennessee on the same frequency. The sun up yet?
Anybody come in there at all? So, if they were, they ain't no more.
Space once in a while, because so in case someone jumps in there, it makes it easier for her to get in there.
I always try to leave, you know, a second or so, because, I mean, some people, I mean, soon as the person lets go of the button, they're back right on top of it, and then you're just kind of knocking them out. So I always try to leave a gap, K4S and K4ID.
Temporary. Oh, the other thing I understand too, the echo link needs 5 or 10 seconds, so if an echo link station comes in there, it takes a little bit longer.
And another thing, too, is that the transmit button on EchoLink, you know, it lights up to show that you can transmit after they let go, but it has a delay. So a lot of times, by the time it comes up that you can hit it, it's already going back away. It just kind of blinks and goes back out. And you just, I mean, you got to be right on the ball to hop in there.
He's all tired of getting used to it. I had a desk mic on transmit one time. I forgot what it was. And my buddy had one, and he did. And the cat held the microphone key out of his paw, and he didn't know it.
Right.
We finally found out who was holding the review now, so they called on the phone. Oh, I didn't know that. He said, oh, John, it's my cat.
Pretty funny there.
Cats. Plus, something crazy, don't let a cat do it. He had a problem with a keyboard or computer, and come to find out that, you know, the keys snap on, the cat clawed the key loose. Oh, it's funny. They couldn't find a key. Do you know what? A couple days later, they found a key sitting back on the keyboard. It wasn't put in place, but it sat back on the keyboard. They said the cat did it. Put it back. How did that cat figure out to bring that thing back?
Kind of hard to believe one right there.
Texas have been doing it. They figured it out there because they didn't do it. His girlfriend didn't do it. So the only one that could have done it was the cat. Could figure out why. I'd love to read that cat's mind and say, why did you do that? I had a picture to see it. Well, did you hear the story about the cat in England? One time, this lady said they had a problem in the neighborhood. All the ladies' socks were getting stolen. Her socks were getting stolen. And they couldn't figure out why her socks were gone. And finally, they took pictures. And what they found out was the cat was going around the neighborhood stealing her socks and bringing them home to her deli. So one day, he called the police. I got a bunch of socks. You want one of this? I think my cat was going out stealing socks.
Roger. Well, I'm going to have to hop on off of here and get things going here. But good talking to you. KN4SMK, I'm clear on your final.
Yep.
So it's way up. It's starting to come up a little bit over the trees. I'm over the Georgia line, so it may be up a little bit more on your section. It's just starting to come up above the trees right now in my area.
I see. What time is it for your sign?
7 a.m.
I'm just curious what time it was. I'm going to turn on the radio, listen to a little classic rock and roll, turn it on, wake up the neighborhood, 73's. Okay, I'm
good day. K4SMK, I'm clear.